Leipzig prepares a major gymnastic festival with tightened security. May 8, 2025. In just 3 weeks, Leipzig will host one of its biggest sporting events ever. The International German Gymnastic Festival, combined with the European Gymnastic Championship, organized expect around 80,000 athletes and about 750,000 visitors in the city. To manage the crowd and ensure safety, Leipzig police have presented a comprehensive security plan. Police Chief René Demmler says 1,500 officers will be on duty, covering both the gymnastics events and a possible promotion match for a local football club, Lok Leipzig. The festival spans 400 individual events at 50 venues across the city, from small gyms to stadiums seating tens of thousands. Because of the sheer number of participants, many athletes will sleep in local schools as hotel space is limited. A central security hub will operate from the Leipzig Trade Fair ground. Mayor Burkhard Jung is asking residents for patience as road closure and full public transport are expected. Key areas around the stadium and downtown squares will be restricted during major events like the opening ceremony and the stadium gala. But Jung promises everyone should feel safe and enjoy a grand celebration of sport. The festival kicks off on May 28th, runs through June.
Saxony marks 80 years since liberation from Nazi. Today marks 80 years since the end of the World War II in Europe. And for the first time, May 8th is being officially commemorated as a day of remembrance in Saxony. Politicians and citizens across Germany are poised to reflect on the liberation from nation socialist rule. Saxony's Minister President Michael Kretschmer called May 8th a day of liberation and emphasized the ongoing responsibility to remembrance this history. He warned that peace, freedom and democracy can't be taken for granted and must be actively protected. The President of Saxony State Parliament, Alexander Dirks, echoed that message. He said the end of the war represents a lasting commitment to peace and democracy, especially important today as Europe faces new challenges. Dirks also remembered the sacrifices made by the Allies in defeating Nazi Germany. Meanwhile, SPD leader Henning Hohmann cautioned that threats to democracy are resurfacing in Germany. He stressed the importance of drawing the right lessons from the past to prevent history from repeating. The left party, which proposed making May 8th Remembrance Day, is calling for anti-fascism clause to be added to the state constitution. As part of the new commemoration, government buildings across Saxony are flying flags today, joining a federal tradition marking this milestone anniversary.